You're listening to SBS News.
2020 might be known to most as the year of COVID-19, but for farmer Darren Ferrari, it's the year the drought broke.
I think for us here, the drought is broken, yeah. Honestly, I think it is.
He's a third-generation farmer at Trangie, west of Dubbo in New South Wales, and he has a bumper crop in the paddock. Yields for canola are up half a tonne per hectare, which is equivalent to an extra $250 a hectare. That's money much needed in the bank after 3 years of drought and virtually no income.
It's a big relief and everyone's pretty anxious to get it off and get some returns. And also I'd say there's plenty of bank managers lined up rubbing their hands together too to get some money back in our overdrafts.
This time last year, 99% of New South Wales was drought affected. Now that's down to about 20%. But after years of no rain, farmers are now facing the threat of too much rain at the wrong time. It's because of a La Nina weather event, which the Bureau of Meteorology's Dr. Andrew Watkins says brings above average rainfall.
So La Nina is when we get warmer water near Australia, cooler water near South America. And that tends to shift weather patterns towards our side of the Pacific Ocean, and we get lots more rainfall, cloudiness and some cooler temperatures as well.
If there's too much rain during harvest, grain will start to germinate, reducing the quality. That can result in it being downgraded from human consumption to livestock feed, and for wheat, that can amount to about $60 a tonne difference. So farmers across much of eastern Australia are racing to get the bumper crop harvested and into the silos before the rain hits. Darren Ferrari has even enlisted the help of his local mayor, Craig Davies.
This is just one of those once-in-a-generation years, and it is just a real pleasure to be able to sit in a header and strip a crop that's as good as this.
And it's not just the farmers eagerly anticipating a better year. In the rural town of Narromine, shop owners, such as Marianne McKinney, are also beginning to reap the rewards.
Everyone's got a smile on their face and the mood has changed and people are definitely spending a lot more now.
Rain bringing both the crops and the community to life, even if some are now hoping for a few dry weeks. Lucy Murray, SBS News.